Welcome to Shir number 3. We are dealing now with Hanan Bekelim, Simon Tzadi Chet, Sif Dalad and Hay. Sif Dalad. Izer Shinit Bashalim Heter. If Izer was cooked with Heter, Afilu Makiro Vuhu Shalem, Vizarko, Tzarich Shishim Kneged Kol Yisr. Even if you see it, you can recognize it, and it never fell apart. For example, a square of meat. You cooked it, it's still there, shalem, you take it out, vizarko, threw it away. Tzarich shishim kineged kol iser. You need 60 against the whole iser. It's a bit of a chiddush, because you know you took out a lot of the iser in and of itself, because you took out the piece, but still the taste was left behind. Now the svara is mipnei she'ein anu yodim kama yatza mimenu, because we don't know how much taste came out of it. Lefikach hamivashel bekedera yisur, someone cooked in a pot that was aser shehi bas yoma, that is a Basioma. Basioma means that it was used within 24 hours. O tochev kafshel iser, or they used a spoon that was aser beheter, in heter food. Now it doesn't matter that it was aser, it could also be that it was meat into a milk, because yachasi to the milk, the meat is aser. Tzarich shishim kineged kol hakedera. You need shishim against the whole kedera. Ukineged kol ma shetochev me'akaf, or everything that 60 against the how much spoon went into the pot. Remember in Tzadi Dalad that we're talking about how much went in under the walls of the pot, not just into the food, because the steam and the walls, the heat that's contained within the walls of the pot, together with the steam, that entrapment will also maflit from the spoon, will take out from the spoon. She'en anu yodim kama balu. We don't know how much was in the spoon, and we don't know how much comes out. We don't know how much was in the kadeira, so you need 60 against the whole kadeira, or 60 against all the spoon that got hot. Bain shehain shal cheris o eit o matachas, whether it's cheris, clay, eit, wood, or matachas, metal. Rama ubilvad shabalu al yadei retichas ha'esh. When do we say that you need 60 against the pot or the spoon? That was when the pot or the spoon absorbed iser through fire. Because if it absorbs through fire or cooking, so the bliya spreads into the entire kli. Aval al yadei retichas malicha, but through salting, let's say you use the pot, let's say it was a sieve, you used the sieve to salt meat in, or you stored some iser with salting that was salty. Eino nivla b'kli rak kadei klipa. It only goes into the kli kadei klipa. We're not talking about kavush. Kavush is a b'yirah m'mach locus. We're talking about malicha. If you use the kli for malicha, it only goes in kadei klipa. V'ein tzarich l'shar rak b'kadei klipa. That's the first opinion. Okay, that was the opinion of the Rashba. Look in the Biragala, you see the Rashba in Yud, Biragala Yud. Second opinion. Now the Mechaber, second opinion. V'yesh misha machmir b'kol matach v'kavshal matachas latzrich shishim k'neged kulo afilu lo yichnis alo miksas mashum decham miksas olcham kulo. That need even from the part, you need 60 even from the part that did not go into the food or down below the walls of the pot, because if part of the spoon is heated up, it's acting on all the spoon, That's called hamiksas al hamkulo. It's ki'ilu, the whole spoon is hot, and it's drawing taste from even the cold part. If the whole spoon was hot, somehow you took a hot spoon and you put it in, not just a cold spoon and put it into something hot, but if you took a hot spoon into something hot, that everybody agrees that even the hot part will go into the handle part will go into the food. So we're only talking here that it's a cold spoon, and part of the spoon got hot. So the question is, do we say cham iksas or cham kulo? The first opinion says no, and the second opinion says yes. The Rama. V'nohagim kesvora rishona. We only go according to the svora rishona that we do not say cham iksas or cham kulo. V'kol ha'iser shemivatlin b'shishim imakiru tarich lahasiro misham. Any iser that's batal shishim, if you see it, you have to take it out. Isn't that obvious? If you see the iser, you have to get rid of it, even though it's batal. Af al gav the kvarnit batal tamo b'shishim lechein im nafal chaylev v'toch tavshil. If fat fell into a tavshil, v'nitbato tamo b'shishim, and it dissolved, and the rishishim against it, tzarich litein sham mayim tonenin, you have to cool off, put in cold water, and cool off the tavshil, v'teva achelev lahakpi, fat will coagulate, v'litzof lamala, and it will float to the top, alamayim, on the water that you added into the food. V'yasiru, yasiranu, and you take it out. Misham, from there. The ma'achar de'afshar la'asiru, havikilu makiru. Since you have a possibility to metakin it, you have to try and metakin it and take it out. Even though you don't see it, it's possible to bring it back together and take it out, so it's like you see it. Like you makir it. Tzarich la'asir misham. Get rid of whatever you can. In a sense, it's also common sense. Whatever you can possibly metakein, so metakein. Izer shenidbatel b'kadeira v'siru misham. If Iser was mevatel in a kadeira, let's say Nevela fell into a big bowl of a big pot of soup, v'siru misham, and you took it out, with nafal kadeira acheret, and then it fell into a pot next to it, another pot of soup, a second pot of soup, pot number two, tzarich lachzor levatel v'shishim neged kulo. You need to mevatel shish. You need 60 against it, which is another type of chiddush. In a sense, we're saying, you don't know how much taste went into the first pot. Maybe nothing. So in the second pot, it still has its original taste. So now you need 60 against it. In any given pot, you don't know how much is there. So we take the two. We take the chumra every time, which is what I always say is the worst case scenario. What's the worst that could happen? Okay, in each pot, you have to look at that. V'chein lo'olam. No matter how many pots it fell into, you're always going to measure 60 against that piece of meat. We don't say that that at the 60th pot or the 100th pot, there's no taste left in that piece of meat. It all went into the previous pots. No, we don't know. We don't know how many. Avalim nafalukadeira rishona, base pamim, but if it fell into the first pot twice, I took it out, and as I was taking it out, it slipped back in. Ain't tzarich rach shishim. I only need Shishim Echat, one time, 60 connected against it. Okay? Now the reason is because no new Isser, the Svora is, no new Isser was added. It's the same Isser when it went in. The first time it's the same Isser as the second time. No new Isser was added, so you only need 60. Derech Agav, even for those people who say, Chanan Bashari Surim, so also, that's not, since Chanan b'shar Yisurim is mid the Rabbanan. So therefore, you don't say that the heter that came out of the pot and mixed with the piece and went back in is a new Isser, because that's only an Isser Rabbanan. And since we're talking about a case where no new Isser was added, in other words, the same piece kept falling back into the pot, so you only need one time 60 against it. Now let's look at our shear. That was sif number 4. I'm not doing sif number 5 right now. The second we're gonna explain sif number 4, Dalet, and then we'll do sif hey. So we're on page 20, Chulin 97b. Techal needs 60 against it, and is included as part of the 60. Okay, why does Kechal need 60 against it? The Gemara says that the reason a Kechal needs 60 against it is because we do not know how much milk went into the food. This is called a Safek Lekol Hador. No one knows how much went in. As we said in Shir 2, the Rashba equates a Safek Lekol Hador to a Safek Yediya, or an individual suffix. Just to refresh your memory, we learned in Taz 6 on page 14 in the Shurim that there are three types of suffix: Dashotim, which is a suffix based on one's ability; Suffix Chisron Lekol Hador, okay, Chisron Bekes Lekol Hador, that's number 2, and Chisron be'eze inyan nishayer. What are we going to use to measure? Okay, kechal could either fall into safek lekol ador, or it could fall into chisron be'eze inyan nishayer. So here, the Rashba says that it's a safek lekol hador. Furthermore, the Rashba goes on, and he says that a safek L'kol ha'olam is equal to a safek yachid, and therefore a safek yachid is not considered a safek. It's like a chisron bekias type thing, just because das shotim type thing. So therefore, it cannot be mitzdarif to a safek, and therefore, according to that, if you say that our halacha is based on the Rashba, we are learning that when it says Isser Shenit Bashalim Heter Afilum Akiro V'hu Shalim Tarko V'tzarich Shishim K'neg Kol HaYisur Mimnei She'en Anu Yodim Kama Yatza Mimenu, that is because we are learning from Kechal. The Ran, according to the Ran, back into our Shir, if we allowed people to estimate how much taste was given off by the food, they would be overly mako. Okay, the Shach, if you remember, brought down the Ran in previous year. Halacha Tzadi He Tzadi Chet Sif Dalet. Okay, as I just said, the lesson we learn from Kechal, that means Lefikach, when we say Lefikach Kechal, we're learning from Kechal, can be applied to other Isurim as well. Can be applied to other Isurim, not just Kechal. Meaning, since we do not know how much Isur is being given off, we must assume the maximum amount possible is being given off. In this way, resolve the question of how much taste is left in the pot. There is a machlokas rishonim, whether this applies to all cases or not. The Ravid holds that this only applies to Isurim where the Isur cannot be completely removed. But in a case where the Isur can be removed, such as Kalim, excluding a Klicheres, that Hagala can be done, or a piece of meat before Melicha, we can estimate how much Isur there is in order to Mevakel it. If you remember, or when you get to Hilchas Melicha, the Ravid said we can estimate how much blood was in the meat. So here we see, why can we estimate how much blood was in the meat? Because the meat, the blood in the meat can be separated from the meat. So according to the Ravid, you can make an estimate. As long as you can separate the Isser from the Heter, you can make an estimate. As long as you can do Haggalah to the Kli, you can make an estimate how much Isser was there. However, back into the text, most Rishonim argue with the Ravid and say that in all cases we cannot estimate and 60 is needed. This is the Halacha. Therefore, when cooking in an Usser pot, since we do not know how much Isser comes out of the pot, okay, because the pot absorbed a certain amount of taste, we don't know how much. We don't know how much it absorbed, and we don't know how much it came off. We have to assume that it absorbed the entire pot, the entire body of the pot. So we must estimate against the whole pot. Page 21. The Rama says, however, bleus absorbed through heat caused by malicha are only absorbed kadei klipa. Therefore, 60 is only needed against the klipa of the kli. The Shach 14 says that dafka, a kli, is not usher more than kadei klipa through malicha. But food is usher until shishin by malicha. The Sifsei Das on the Shach adds that the reason food is usher until shishim is because malicha spreads until shishim, if either the iser or the heter is shomein, fatty. And we are machmir to usher until shishim because we are not experts to know the difference between kachush, kachush is lean, and lean things only spread kadei klipa, and shomein, we're not experts between kachush and shomein. Shamin spreads until 60. However, the Prima Gadim leaves this as a question. Perhaps, if the Isser is Shamin, then even in a Kli, it will spread beyond Klipa. And the difference between Kalim and food is that by Kalim, we can say we are experts, and only by Shamin is it Isser. In other words, by for sure Shamin, we would say that it spreads into the entire kli. But if we have any suffix, then we say it only spreads kadei klipa in a kli. The Chavis Das has no question. Even if the Isser is shamein, it will only be absorbed by kadei klipa in a kli through malicha. So he's more mekel. Kalim only absorb kadei klipa no matter what. The Prima Gadim holds that only if you know for sure it's shamein. If you have any question about the Isser being shamein, then we rely on the kula that it only, that we're experts and that it only it spreads kadei klipa in the kli. The Rama, back in our text, the Rama says that if the kli is used without kashering it, then 60 is needed only against the klipa. Okay, that's if it was only us or kadei klipa. The Sifsei Das adds that if the kli is heated before the food is put into it, there is reason to hold that 60 is needed against the entire kli, because the rest of the wall, bleus in the walls become of the kli become a chanan. He leaves it as a question. In other words, the kli was usher kadei klipa because, let's say, I salted in it. It was a colander and I salted in it. Now the kli has blood in it kadei klipa. I heated up that kli, and now I use that kli. Do I need 60 against the whole kli, or do I need 60 against the klipa of the kli? So the Prima Gadim leaves it as a question. Obviously, the Chavis Das would say you only need 60 against the kli. Nope, maybe that's not true either. Maybe the Chavis Das will say you need 60 against the whole kli. Because what we're worried about is that the bleus and the klipa may usher the rest of the bleus. So we don't even know what the Chavis Das says. The Ad Avraham on the Ramah saw the question of the Prima Gadim and answers that we only apply the din of Hanan to Isser v'Heter if they are cooked together derech bishol. However, most Achronim disagree with the Ad Avraham See the Dagom Ravava on Shach Tzadi Base 16. The reason why this is not Derech Bishol is because it's not Derech Bishol to cook Blias in a Kalim. In other words, you don't say, hey, you want me to make you a nice recipe? I'm going to cook the milk and the meat in this, in the walls of this Kli. That's not Derech Bishol. Milk going into the Kli, yeah, you could say that that's a problem. But if you have somehow, let's say you pickled Isser and Heter in the Kli, and some people say even milk and meat. Some people will say that, certainly the Yad Avraham will say it. If you pickled milk and meat in the Kli, or you pickled Isser and Heter in the Kli, and then you cooked that Kli, you just heated up that Kli, so since it's not Derech Bishol to cook Blias in the walls of a Kli, it's a little bit strange to do that. That's a side thing that happens, but nobody goes and does that, so that's not a Hanan. And therefore, you only need 60 against, or the Isser, or the milk, or the meat, depending on what you did. Okay, we're going to be talking more of this later on. Continuing along in our shir. Cham miksaso cham kulo. Literally, if part of the kli is hot, it's like the whole kli being hot. We said before what the nafka mean is, whether or not the top of the kli, the handle, the cold part, whether or not the iser goes into the food. The tour brings Rabbeinu Peretz that holds that by a metal spoon we need 60, not only against the part that was put in the pot, but even against the part that was not placed in the pot. The reason is because we say Cham Iksaso Cham Kulo, meaning that the pot, that the food in the pot heats up the spoon, and once part of this metal spoon is hot, the whole spoon will get hot, or will have a din of being hot, and therefore we need 60 against the whole spoon. However, both the Mechaber and the Ramah do not paskin according to Rabbeinu Peretz, and therefore we only need 60 against the part of the spoon that was put into the pot, but not against the part that was outside the pot. Again, only the part that was heated up, and not against the whole, against the cold part. Rabbeinu Peretz will say even against the cold part on top of the spoon, of the handle. Back into the Ramah, page 22. Whatever is possible to metaken, we must metaken. Therefore, the Ramah says, if chaylev fell into tavshil, cooked food, and its taste was batel in shishim, cold water should be added to the tavshil, which will naturally cause the chaylev to congeal and flow to the top, enabling it to be easily skinned off the water. This is because if the iser is possible to remove from the heter, it has the din of being discernible, nikar, and therefore must be removed. Makes sense, right? If there's something there that you can get rid of, get rid of it. In our share. In principle, we are treating this case like a davar sheyesh lo matirin. A davar sheyesh lo matirin is never buckled. This is, I'm just informing you what a davar sheyesh lo matirin is. Since there is always a heter for it, even if it's buckled with shishim, we count it as if it's there. Okay, something that has a heter and should not be eaten, relying on the bittel. Okay, why rely on the bittel when you can get rid of it? The Darkei Tshuva says that if adding cold water to the food would ruin the food, then it is not necessary to add the cold water, because ruining the food is not called a tikkun. Here, I'll fix your food. I'll burn it up, right? I'll get rid of your basra hal. That's not a tikkun. We don't ask you to lose money over this. Once it's batel. Rather, one should wait until the food cools, and then the chaylev will float up to the top. It can be removed. Even if this means missing a meal. Okay, so you'll go hungry a little bit. Unless the food would spoil if not being eaten right away. Because then again, you're losing the whole food on a derabanan. The rabbanan are not going to make you throw away the whole food, since really it's mutter, so we don't give it a din of yesh lo matirin. However, the Gilyan Marsha says that midraisa, the chaylev must be removed from the tafshil. It is not batal even in 1,000, since the food has a tikkun. Therefore, even if the food will get ruined, the chaylev must be removed. Again, according to the Gilyan Marsha, it would be deraisa that you have to remove the chaylev. Darkei tshuva, only the rabbanan. I learned that you can rely on the Darkei tshuva. So in this case, you could eat the food if you could not remove it. The Taz says that if the chaylev falls into less than 60, and by adding cold water, all the chaylev could be separated, still the food is usser. Because we say that some of the tam, the taste, went out from the chaylev and was replaced by water. In other words, you're not getting all the taste out. You got all the isser out, but you didn't get all the taste out. And if you look at the footnote there, we say that this is a very unusual taz. Or very unusual svor. Because in most cases, tam is not a matter of substance. Here the taz is dealing with it as if taste has substance. The Taz Zion brought down that according to the Bach, you would be able to separate all the Isser from it, from the Heter, and you could matter the food even if the Isser was more than Shishim. In other words, it wasn't Shishim against the Isser in the pot. So the Bach matters it because he said you got it all out. So the Taz brought in the Sfora. Who says you got it all out? Maybe the taste went into the water and the water went into the food. So the Halach is like the Taz. Except that we don't say that taste has substance. But we do say that you can't get it all out. Once it's not batal, you can't matter it. You can't get all the taste out. So in summary of Tzadiches Dalet, we looked at 2 points. Or 3 points. We discovered why we measure shishim, because we're learning from kachal. We discovered dinim of, and talked about ham iksaso ham kulo, and we talked about whatever is possible mitaken, mitaken. So 3 subjects we learned in Simen Tzadiches Dalet. Now let's go to Simen Sadi Ches Sif Hei. Im yidua kama hua yisr, you know how big the yisr is. Kagon kaf chadasha, a brand new spoon, o shena bas yoma, or a spoon that had not been used within 24 hours, meaning that all the blias are pagam in the spoon. Let's say we're dealing with even a fleshik spoon that hasn't been used for 24 hours. Shenir ba Ubala kazayas chalav, and you stirred it, and a kazayas of chalav went into the spoon. Vachakach nirba kadeir shel basar, and afterwards you stirred a kadeir of basar. Ein tzarich ela shishim mevatel kazayas shabala. You only need 60 to mevatel the milk that it absorbed, or if you want to say that it was chalav, only the chalav that it absorbed. You don't say that the blias in the spoon became a nevela before I stuck it into the fleshik's pot. That's what the Ramah is telling us now. V'lo amri negabe kli chaticha nasa nevela. You don't say that in the walls of the kli that the blias became a nevela, or the kli itself becomes a nevela. Afilu im nir bo yisr. Even if you stir Isser. Okay, that's 2 different things I just said. We're going to examine that. Do you say the kli became usser? Can we go as so far as to say the kli became usser? Or but not the Blias, or even the Blias didn't become Asr. We're going to discuss that. Avokaf Yeshena, an old spoon, that means it's a spoon that's being used, it's not brand new. Ubash Yoman, it's being used for a second time within 24 hours. Misharim Bakulo, you measure against the whole spoon. Okay, whatever spoon, whatever part that you stuck into the food. The Kol Masha Bola Nase Iser, that whatever it was boleya in the first cooking, let's say it absorbed chaylev, so all the blias in that spoon became a nevela. Or all, if it's a fleshic spoon, so all the blias in that spoon, when you take it out, becomes a nevela. It was a fleshic spoon and you stirred milk. And you don't know how much it absorbed. So since you don't know how much it absorbed, you measure 60 against the whole spoon. Continuing along in the Mechaber, V'yesh Misha Omer, and there are those that say, Shagam Bezu Ein Tzarich Elashishim Levatel HaKazayas Shabala. You only need 60 to Mevatel the Kazayas that was Bolea. So if it was a meat spoon, Ben Yoma, you would only need 60 to Mevatel the Kazayas that it was Bolea, not the milk and the meat. You would only need to Mevatel the milk. Ramah. The Sfora Rishona Iker. The Sfora Rishona is Iker, that inside the Kli, the Blias do become a Nevela. Kamoshin Itbar Elayel Gabi Tipa Chalav Shenafal Al Kedera. The Yesh She'enem Mekilin Bein V'yesh She'enem Mechalkin Bein Kaf Yashan L'chadash Rak Bein Kli Cheres L'shar Kelin. Now the Ramah is bringing another opinion, that there's no difference between a kaf yashan or a kaf chadash. As we said, the reason is that you can do hagala and you can separate the iser from the kli. But a kli cheres, since it can't be separated, the iser can't be separated completely, so we say a kli cheres is like food. Just like food, you can't separate the iser completely. It remains a chanan. So also, the kli cheres remains a chanan. V'omrin, the kli cheres, the efshar lahafrida yisr, as I just told you, al yidei agala, amrin in a kli nasa nevela, avolo v'shar kelim, v'tov l'chush l'chumra, and look at Tzadi Beis, simon, look in Tzadi Beis. Okay, now let's look at our shir, page 22, halacha tzadi ches sifhei, chanan by blias and kelim. There are three opinions among the Rishonim regarding Chanan by Blias and Kalim. There are the Rashba, Ramban, with a Nun, Ramban, and the Mordechai. The Rashba holds, if a spoon was used to stir milk, and then it was used within 24 hours to stir a kazayis of meat, we say that the Blias in the spoon became an Avela. Okay, that's because they both were ben yoma, they become a nevela. Therefore, if it was put into a pot of milk, 60 is needed against the whole spoon. Two is the Ramban with a nun. We do not say blias in a kli become a chanan. Okay, so if I cook milk, meat, and then milk again, 60 is needed against the kazayis of meat, because in the milk, the meat never became a chanan. It's not derech bishol to cook blias in a pot. Opinion number three, the Mordechai. In a case where we can completely remove the iser, we do not say chanan. Okay, that means because I can do hagala, I can completely separate the iser from the spoon. And once I separate the iser from the spoon, in a sense, I'm also separating the iser from each other. But in a case where we do not remove the iser, we cannot remove the iser, we do not say chanan. We do say chanan, I'm sorry. In a case where we do, where we cannot remove the Isser, we do say Chanan. What is that case? A Kli Cheres. Therefore, by a Kli Cheres, where a Gullah does not help, we say Chanan. That the Kli itself became Chanan. And by Shar Kalim, metal and wood, where a Gullah does help, we do not say Chanan. There, you can separate the Blias from the Kli. So the Blias did not become a Chanan. And I'm looking in the Torah right now. He says, "Avokaf yeshena shenir ba kama pa'amim." A spoon, an old spoon that you used many times. Ein yodin kama bala. You don't know how much blias are in it. Umesharin bekulo. You measure against all the spoon. There is a machlokus between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, what the Torah holds. This is brought down in Taz 8, Taz Chet. Okay, the Beis Yosef holds that the Torah holds like the Rashba. Okay, so the pshat in the Torah, the explanation of the Torah is that the spoon was used for milk, and then it was used within 24 hours to stir a kazayis of meat. And we say that the blias in the spoon become in the vela. Therefore, afterwards, when it was put into milk, 60 is needed against the whole spoon. Okay, so in other words, why do we need 60 against the whole spoon? Because the spoon became in the vela. The blias in the spoon became in the vela. The Ramah says that the Torah holds like the Ramban. The explanation of the Torah is that the spoon was used many times for meat. So we don't know how much blias is in that spoon. We don't know how much meat. Then it was used for milk. In that case, we need 60 against the whole spoon. However, if you knew how much milk was in the spoon, and you don't know how much meat is in the spoon, so then according to the Ramah, if that spoon was used in, let's say, a third pot, you would only need 60 against the milk. But according to the Beis Yosef, in the same case, the blias became a chanan, and we have to say, Abba mi basar v'chalev has a din of basar v'chalev. In other words, those blias, in turn, make all the blias in the spoon, asar, matam, basar v'chalev. Because Abba mi basar v'chalev has a din of basar v'chalev. And therefore, 60 is needed against the whole spoon. So it comes out that in Peshat of the Torah, the Beis Yosef is more machmir than the Ramah. However, remember that the Ramah said, look in Sadi Beis, about the tipa dropping against the pot, and there you'll see that even the Ramah holds that the blias become a chanan when the milk hits the side of the pot. Now we have another machlokus. What is Peshat in the Mordechai? The Mordechai says that in a case of a Kli Cheres, Hagala doesn't help. So since Hagala doesn't help, it's like food. And just like food, we say, becomes a Hanan when it absorbs Isser, so too a Kli Cheres. So now let's look now at the Tshir. The Taz holds that the Mordechai is speaking even about a new Kli Cheres. He holds that the walls of the Kli Cheres become the Vela if they do not hit, even if they do not have Blias. So that Sfora we just said, because you can't ever get rid of the whole Isser from the Kli Cheres. Let's go one step further. You don't know how much Isser is even in there. So Kli Cheres is going to be like food. And therefore you need 60 against even the Kli Cheres. The Shach 21 says that the Mordechai is talking about a Kli that absorbed Blias within 24 hours. But a new Kli Cheres never becomes an Avela. It's not, as we say, Ola on the Seichel, that a Kli Cheres, that the actual Kli itself is an Avela. Continuing in the Shir. The Ramah holds that if a Kli is used for Isser, the kli itself does not become a chanan. The inference is that the kli doesn't become a chanan, but the blias do. However, in a hefsid katzas, we can rely on the opinion that there is no chanan v'shar isurim in the combination with the sfora of the Ramban, that blias do not become a chanan. In other words, you have two kulas. There's no chanan b'shar isurim. That means by other than basar v'chalav. And there is, to say that blias become a chanan is also a chumra, because the Ramban says blias don't become a chanan. So put those two kulas together, and we say that in a hefsid katzas, a small loss, we'll say that there was no chanan in the kli by shari serum. So if a pot absorbed isser and then was used within 24 hours of that isser, and if it's a hefsid katzas, we don't say that we need shishim against the whole pot. We only need shishim against the isser that it absorbed. The Chidushe Beis Meir adds that Blias and a Kli are comparable to Lach Belach. Okay? Lach Belach, liquid with liquid. Since neither is a Chaticha, solid piece, the Lach Belach does not have a din of Chanan. So the Svora of Chaticha Nas and Avela is that you have to have a Chaticha that became an Avela. Because a Chaticha, even if you bring out all the Isser, it's still concentrated in that, it still has more, or a mashahu, in that one place. It's nikar in that one place. We know where the isser is. But by lach balach, the isser is all around. We don't know where it is, so we don't say chanan. Okay, before we go to the chart, let's look at halach lamaisa. Flip the page, page 25. Halach lamaisa. Svardim. The kafachayim, since the stam, first opinion of the Machaber, is more machmir, so that would be the halacha, even in Hafsir Ruba, meaning that by Basar V'chalav, we're going to paskin like the Rashba, according to the Machaber, that the Blias, even in a Hafsir Ruba, become a Nevela. The Ashkenazim, the halacha, according to the Ashkenazim, is like the Shach, since the Rishal, the Bach, and the Gra also hold the same. The nafkamina would be that in a hefse meruba, we can hold like the Ramban, with a nun, that the blias do not become a nevela. So in basar v'chalav. So the nafkamina would be that if you knew how much milk was in the meaty spoon, according to the machaber, you're going to need 60 against the whole spoon, even in a hefse meruba. According to the shach, you only need 60 against the milk in a hefsid meruba. Okay, you meaning when you use that spoon another time, for example. Now, we have a little bit of time left. Let's take a look at the charts real quick. The types of kalim. Kalim are divided up into either a new kliheres. Kliheres is an earthenware vessel that is neither new or it's an eno ben yoma. That was Boleya, a Kazayas of Basar V'chalav Shari Surin. An old Kli Harris, meaning that was used within the last 24 hours, and was Boleya, a Kazayas of Basar V'chalav Shari Surin. Or old Shar Kalim. Okay, other types of containers, vessels, such as wood and metal. Okay, let's talk about the Kli Harris. Here's where most of the problems come in. The Machaber says, a new Kli Cheres does not become a Nevela. Okay, but the Ramah says that a new Kli Cheres does become a Nevela. However, this is only Lachumra. Therefore, in a Hefsid, we could be Makel by Shar Isurim. But by Basar V'chalav, we're going to say that the Kli Cheres itself became a Nevela. The Taz, by Basar V'chalav, even in Hefsa Meruba, becomes a Nevela. meaning you're going to have to measure 60 against the stone of the Kli Cheres. But by Shaar Isurim, we're a Mekel even without a Hefsed, because Hanan and Shaar Isurim are Mutter Midaraisa. So we have really two reasons to be Mekel. That was the first is that there's no Hanan by Blias in a Kli, and the second one is that Hanan b'Shaar Isurim anyways is the Rabbanim. The Shach, a new Kli Cheres, not Ola al Adas, that the Kli itself can become a Hanan. Next column. An old Kli Cheres. Remember, an old Kli Cheres is defined as a Kli that's a Ben Yoma. The Mechaber says, by Bas V'Chalav, even in Hefse Meruba, the Blias become a Nevela. By Shaar Isurim, the Mechaber holds that Hanan does not hold by Hanan by Shaar Isurim, so therefore no Hefsed is needed. You always measure Shishim against the Isur. The Ramah says, an old Kli Cheres, by Bas V'Chalav, the Blias, even in a Hefsed Meruba, become a Nevela. By Shaar Isurim, in a Hefsed, we'll say that the Blias don't become a Nevela. So he's a little bit more Machmir than the Machaber. The Machaber said you don't even need a Hefsed. The Ramah was Machmir that you need a Hefsed. The Taz, Bas V'Chalav, so he also agrees in a Hefsed Meruba, the Blias become a Nevela. So you have three people saying that the Blias become a Nevela. By Shaar Isurim, and the Hefsed, even the Blias do not become a Nevela. The Shach, that by Bas V'Chalav, even in a Hefsed Meruba, the Blias become a Nevela. But by Shaar Isurim, and the Hefsed Katas, the Blias do not become a Nevela, and you only need Shishim against the Isur. Now, Shaar Kalim, that means wood and metal, for example. The Mechaber says, even by Bas V'Chalav, even in a Hefsed Meruba, the Blias become a Nevela. But by Shaar Isurim, the Mechaber does not hold by Hanan, so no Hefsed is needed. The Ramah, who holds by Hanan, by Shaar Isurim, by the way, by Bas V'Chalav, even in a Hefsed Meruba, the Blias become a Nevela. However, by Shaar Isurim, in a Hefsed, the Blias do not become a Nevela. Because we have the two Kulas, remember. The Taz, by Bas V'Chalav, even in a Hefsed Meruba, the Blias become a Nevela. However, by Shaar Isurim, he's Mekel without even a Hefsed. He takes it one step further. He's Mekel without a Hefsed. And the Shach, by Bas V'Chalav, in a Hefsed Meruba, the Blias do not become a Nevela by Shaar Kalim, because it's Afshar Ba'agala. You're separating it, so there's no Hanan. But by Shaar Isurim, in a Hefsed Katsas, the Blias do not become a Nevela. Okay. That is basically our shir. I think that everybody, if they have the time, they should go through the Taz, that long Taz, Chet, and Sadiches. And if you can, if you have the strength, look at the chart and find in the halacha where all these dinim come from. If you can find all those dinim in the halacha and find the Shach or Taz to support it, or on the side of the page, the Gilyon Marsha or the Nekuza Kasif, if you can find those places or the Chidusha Beis Meir, then you really did a good job. So just use this year to try and help you get the basic understanding while you're not able to sit in front of your computer. And then when you go back to sitting with your shiurim and your sefer, try and find the the sources for those dinim of the chart.
Okay, questions and answers. What are two reasons that we measure 60 against the Isser, even though it hasn't been completely removed? So the first one is because of Kachal. We compare the Isser to Kachal. Delo yada kama nafak mine. We don't know how much came out of it. So it's a Suffolk, we'll call it Dora, Suffolk Yadia. And we have to measure the highest number. That's the first answer. According to the Ra'an, the answer is because if we allow people to estimate, or as we say, guesstimate, how much Blias went off, so then they would become overly makel. Shir 3, question number 2. How do these Sforas apply to a pot that absorbed Isser? The same thing, very similar. We have to assume that the pot absorbed as much as it could absorb, and it's giving off as much as it could be giving off. We do not allow people to make their own guesstimations, and we say since there's a shear that's workable, a higher shear, we have to cover all cases, all the scenarios. Number 3, if we accept the Sfora of the Ravid, okay, the Ravid Sfora is that we can estimate how much Blias are given off. So what Sfeik Sfeika can we make from this? Okay, so very simple. Maybe the Isser is Batal, maybe it's not. And even if it's not Batal, so maybe it's not giving off taste. Sfeik Sfeika. Now, I'm not saying that this falls into one of the Shach's 36 Sfeik Sfeikas. This is just a review question. Number 5. Why is the din, whatever is patzel matakein, we must say matakein, that klal, madaf shel atakein matakein, a chumra? Why is that a chumra? The answer is that since the food was really batel in 60, I should be able to eat it. However, since I can put cold water, for example, to take out the shuman, so then it's a chumrah. I shouldn't really have to take out the shuman. It's in the category similar to, we said, davar she'yesh lo matirin. Question number 6. Does the above din of madaf shel atakein matakein apply even if the food will spoil, if not eaten immediately? Why? So it doesn't apply if the food is going to spoil. Because since it's going to spoil, what kind of tikkun is that? Elamai, it is a machlokas, we said. Some people say even if the food will spoil, because look, who says you're allowed to eat Isser? So even if this is a machlokas. Question number 7. Do Blias in a Kli become a Hanan? So that's a machlokas, the Rashba and the Ramban. According to the Rashba, Blias do become a Hanan. According to the Ramban, they don't. Does the Kli itself, so according to Mordechai, if it's a Kli Cheres, it does. According to others, no. And that's only according to the way the Taz learns the Mordechai. When yes, and when no, and why? So when we talk about Hanan, Blias and the Kli becoming Hanan, the Rashba, that's fairly easy to understand because the Blias are being cooked together. Let's say milk and meat. However, according to Ramban, we say two reasons why the Blias don't become a Hanan. We can figure two reasons. Number one is it's Blias in a Kli are Lach Balach. So we don't say Lach Balach Chaticha Nasenavela, because the lach is not a chaticha. And number two, it's not derech bishol to cook Blias in a Kli. In other words, I don't go around creating new tastes. It's not my greatest... You wouldn't be called a great chef because you cook the Blias in a Kli. And so it's not derech bishol. And as far as the Kli itself becoming Hanan, the Kli Cheres, so the reason why we would say a Kli Cheres becomes Hanan is because it's Iyashar Lafri the Isser.
Just like food, you cannot take out all the yisr. So by a kli, you can't take out all the yisr. So it becomes a chatich nasin avela. Okay, and number eight, study the chart and see if it matches your understanding of the Mefarshim. That would be a good way of checking to see if your learning strength, if your reading, is up to par. You can check to see if you can find in the chart where any of these sources are for the chart. You might want to argue with some of the things. So if you find that it doesn't really match up, let us know. Call to everybody. Enjoy.